was a friend. Yeah, you know he was a good friend of mine. But all of that's changed, and I know the reason why. 'Cause me and his girlfriend kissed, and we stabbed him from behind. Now I'm on the air crying
like a dirty dog.
And Jimmy thinks I'm lying. I just know it. Yeah, he went to New Orleans, and I went for her mouth. You know I wish that I had Jimmy's girl. I wish that I had Jimmy's girl. Why can't I find a yokel like that? Well, Jim asked me on the air if it's true I tried to slip her the tongue. You know I'm so dirty, and she's so cute. If Jim had a gun right now, he'd probably shoot. 'Cause I'm on the air crying, and Jimmy knows I'm lying, and I've really blown it. Yeah, you could say I'm busted, I just say, why would I lie? You know I wish that I had Jimmy's girl. I wish that I had Jimmy's girl. Why can't I have a yoko like that, like Jimmy's girl? I wish that I had Jimmy's girl.
And that horrible song gets the show started this morning. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America. It is I, Vic. And here's Nikki.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Monday.
Hello? How are you, Nikki?
I was scared.
Why? What were you scared over?
Just a whole crazy intro.
Yeah. Well, we had a computer malfunction, like, you know, around 7:50 or something. And,
oh, did it?
Yeah, so. Had to get it going. Had to get it going, Nikki. And I got it going just in time.
Sounds good.
And then, you know, while I'm working on it, people are sending me messages, you know. The page isn't working. Really? I mean, that's what I've been working on all morning. I'll be damned. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so
smartasses about it.
Yeah, they are. Our listeners are horrible. Horrible smartasses. They really are. But anyway, we're here. We're working. It was a simple little thing. It's just, you know, simple little problem that I was able to fix.
Yeah.
And now we should be working perfectly for what I know.
Hopefully.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
It's still a full moon and it's Monday. And
is it a full moon? You keep track of these moons all the time.
Yeah, it was a harvest moon on Friday with the partial eclipse.
You love.
Crazy things happen. You've got to beware. Yeah,
you love this moon stuff.
You got to beware.
Yeah. Nutty things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are a strong believer. You and gypsies, strong believers that this kind of nonsense goes on. So,
and police officers.
I guess they would
and
know.
People that work in emergency rooms.
Yeah, I mean, and my wife. You know, my wife says the same stuff. She's like, she goes, "Oh God, it's a full moon." I go, "What?" She goes, "Ugh, all the people are nuts." I go, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, the people that you know." She's got a big theory, too, and I, and you know me, I'm always like, oh, come on.
Oh, they act crazy.
I will say this, all right? Like, people, you know, the moon, forgive me, has such a gravitational pull, all right? The moon has such
a shorter.
Well, it has such a gravitational pull that it can look how it affects the waves and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So it does make sense that that some human beings would be affected by that sort of thing. You know? So.
Batshit crazy.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. I will give that to you. That there is something that's something weird with it, all right?
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. Right? You know?
Yep.
Oh, God.
What a crazy off weekend.
I know. Well, at least we're doing a show, you know.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of... I went on Facebook and I said... I said, hey, we're live and blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Except we're not live.
We're not live?
No. I don't know what... Something is... who knows, you know.
So we're recording podcasts for later?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we can't stop because we're recording, but... Yeah, I guess people are telling me we are not, they cannot hear us. We are not live. I thought
we
were.
You did not fix the little thing.
I don't know what I, oh God, I didn't fix, I just assumed, oh my God. You know, I just assumed everything would be fine and I would just start it and everything would be going, right? And turns out that. If it turns out, you know, oh, well, I don't know what I did. I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. Nikki, I just don't know. I don't know.
It's the full moon.
Yeah, it is. It's the full moon. It's right. The full moon is affecting our computer. Oh, God. Yeah, so that's what I got going on here. I'm trying to figure this thing out. Oh, well. But it's weird because once we start it, well, you know how it is. Once we start, we're kind of, you know, once we start recording, we can't stop. We've got to keep going. So
right.
I'd love to stop and fix everything, but that's very hard to do. So, you know, I'm trying to see if we... I don't know. Nikki, I just don't know. I'm double-checking everything, all right? I'm re-entering our password. I'm re-entering server information. Oh, my goodness. Make sure the ports are correct. I got so much crap to do. It's really ridiculous.
What would have happened since Thursday? What would have happened since Thursday to change it?
I thought I fixed that.
Oh, it was broken on Thursday?
No, I thought it was broken over the weekend. Sir. Sometime it got broken. When I got in there, it wasn't working. So. That's what I learned. So that's why I'm checking now. I think I got it. I think I have it fired up now. I think it's working, finally. I hope so. If anybody can hear us, because now I can't.
Hello.
Now I cannot tell if we are live or or not. So if you can hear us, please. Just call 814-0332 if you can hear us, all right?
We don't know where we are.
I have no idea what's going on. I really don't. I just have no clue. That's what I know. So hopefully I have the streamer going properly and we can go about our business, Nikki. Our bee's nest.
Oh,
anyway, how was your weekend? Did you do anything?
We went out to eat on Saturday.
Oh, well,
we rearranged the furniture in my room on Sunday.
Aren't you just Queen Elizabeth with your going out to eat?
Got taken out to eat.
Oh, someone ate you out, what? I mean,
what?
Someone ate to out with you, is what you're saying?
Somebody took me out to eat.
Oh.
My friends did.
Really?
Yeah.
Did some eating out, did you?
I'm too poor to take myself out to eat.
Nikki loves to do some eating out.
That's funny.
They pick her up, they take her. Which fine restaurants did you go to?
Olive Garden.
Oh, my goodness. We went for a little bit of unlimited salad, did we?
Mm-hmm.
And breadsticks. Oh.
I only have like 1.5 breadsticks.
Really? Hey, do you put butter on the breadsticks?
No.
Because when I go there, that's why I don't, I haven't been there. I haven't been to the Olive Garden in, God.
I know. It was like the first time in 10 years.
That's what I was going to say. It has to be 10 years since I've been there. But I love it. I have nothing against Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, I'm just too fat and uncontrollable. I can't, like, I went there and I said, can you bring me some butter? And they're like, what? I said, can you bring me some butter for my breadsticks? And they went, okay. And they came back and I said, you're going to have to bring me more of that. They brought me a bowl of butter.
Oh, my God.
And what I was doing is I'm breaking off a little piece of the breadstick and I'm buttering the end of it, which is like as thick as a quarter, you know. That's about, you know what I mean? Like, it's
no.
When you cut the...
That's not how you eat them.
Well, that's what I was doing. This is why I don't go there. What do you mean? You're not supposed to butter the breadsticks like, you know. But
you
I was.
The boat of Alfredo.
No. What I was doing was I was putting
butter. No, you
butter.
Get a boat of Alfredo and you dip in the Alfredo.
Oh, yeah, because that's as healthy as butter. I'm not sure which is worse, to be honest with you. I don't know if the Alfredo's worse or the butter's worse. But that's why I don't go there. I do too much, and then I can't decide what I want, so I'm demanding what my wife order. Poor thing, you know. Just so I can eat half of it. Because that's been, I tell you, one of the reasons that I am so fat, I honestly mean this, is...
Well, you can't decide, get the tour of Italy.
Well, listen, one of the reasons I'm so fat is that my wife has been thin. Thank God she's eaten now that she's gotten a little older. You know what I mean? She eats more. Thank God. Because in the past, we would go out to eat, and I'd eat two meals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd eat all of mine, and then I'd end up eating hers. You know? So I've eaten two meals my whole life. So now that she's older... She can, you know, well, we don't go out to, I can't remember last, we went out to eat on, when do we go out to eat? Our anniversary, I think. We went out to anniversary. It was nice.
Yeah.
That's the last time we've gone out to eat. We used to go out all the time, but even then, I think I ended up eating her food. The woman, I'm going to tell you, when we go out to eat, my wife just doesn't eat.
Right.
I mean, she has a taste of it. It's just when she makes dinner for herself at home, she the serving sizes are, you know, proportional to what we eat, you know.
Right.
And she always feeds me too much, I think. See, look at me putting the blame on her now. Because that's how I roll. Oh, she feeds
right.
me. She feeds me too much. Of course, it's not my fault.
About self-control or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not my fault for being a glutton. It's all her fault. And, yeah, so finally, I end up eating whatever, you know, I end up eating whatever the hell's going on the plates, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not so bad anymore, but it used to be like, I don't even like that food, but I'm still going to eat it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And I got pumpkin cheesecake to go.
Oh, my goodness. Huh. Look at you.
I know.
Aren't we something? You and your pumpkin cheesecake. My goodness.
Oh, you can only get it like once a year.
Yeah.
The seasonal thing.
Oh, is it only so many times so many weeks a year or something?
Yeah,
that's how people are with the what's that milkshake and the McRib and the shit,
Shamrock Shake,
the Shamrock from McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
Shay McDonald's French restaurant. Of course, I guess McDonald's would be more of a, you know, of an Irisher, you know. It'd be Irish, wouldn't it? Is McDonald? That's Irish.
It's McDonald.
Oh, is
McDonald.
It? It's me. It's me. They call me McDonald.
I never thought of it in an Irish restaurant.
I'm Seamus McDonald. Maybe it's Scottish. I don't know. Okay, so I went through his cold, all right? I had this horrible cold that turned into an infection. And
yeah.
I had to take a Z-Pack and everything, you know?
Uh-huh.
Fight it. And everything was going good. Now, every morning I wake up, my nostrils are filled again.
Oh.
I feel like I'm getting sick again. Ugh.
Could be.
Oh, no. We don't need this.
Because when I had to go for a month on antibiotics.
This is like what happened to me. Remember in April, I got sick in April?
Mm-hmm.
When we went on vacation and we came back and I got super sick. I had to go to the hospital because I couldn't breathe. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, I had so much to talk about. I forgot all of it because of the computer issues. But we're live now. Oh, hey, you know what was really well received? I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it, but the Shaner special that I ran Friday was freaking huge.
Cool.
I mean, it was the downloads were gigantic of this special. I don't know if it's because I've never done a Shaner special or anything.
Right.
But it was gigantic.
Awesome.
You know. So, yeah. I really, you know, I was really happy with the turnout for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I felt, was really happy. Really happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what can I say? You know, I got to admit, I was a little shocked. I mean, I thought it would be decent, you know. But I had no idea that it would be.
Everybody knows Shaner.
Yeah, but I mean, I know that. But
still today.
Yeah, but I was really, you know. With the way that it, just with the way it turned out, I mean, so many people listening to it, and I thought it sounded great. Don't get me wrong. I did the work for it, and I really, you know, I was really happy with how it turned out. So, and it did well. I mean, we like I said, a bunch of listeners, so that makes me happy. When
good.
You know. So now I think I'm going to do, I'm going to try to do a Mikey special and, you know, I think I'm going to have to do specials of everybody that was on the show, you know, at one point.
Cool.
I mean, except like, you know, what am I going to do? Have a special of, you know, I'm going to have a freak special. I mean, come on, I can't do that. I got to have a, you know. It's got to be people who were on the show and did enough stuff on air, you know. We had some great behind-the-scenes people, but they can't have their own special. I don't have any tapes of them, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, anyway, I just wanted to say the Shaner special went very well, and thank you to everybody for downloading that. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Maybe I'll do a Nikki special.
No.
Yeah, we'll have the story of the homemade dildos, and we'll have swinger descriptions. We'll have you yelling, all kinds of nice things. Oh God, yeah. So that's pretty cool. I'm very happy that you know. Very happy that did well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm trying to. Oh, the Emmys were last night. Did you watch any of the Emmys?
It was on, and I paid attention only to one part because I was busy doing stuff.
Oh boy!
And that was the memorial. Oh, I had goosebumps.
Oh, with the people that died.
Mm-hmm, and they did Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, I had goosebumps, like, just shivers. I didn't realize so many.
A lot of people died, you know? Yeah, but that's, you know, with our age.
I knew a lot did, but some of them I didn't realize. Like, I didn't know Patty Duke went.
Yeah, you know, as we get older, this happens to everybody. But, you know, as we start getting older, you and me and the people that listen to this show, because so we don't have any 18-year-olds listening to this show, you know.
No.
Let's face it. There's not a lot of millennials checking out the Morning Disaster. But our listeners are all like, you know, 35-plus. I mean, that's who listens. I mean, I'll be honest. That's who's listening. There's not.
All right.
I would love to meet the people who are under 35 that check us out. Send me a, you know, send me a message or something. And don't get me wrong. I think there are, I'm sure we have some, but they're old souls, you know?
Yeah.
Because we do have people that listen to this show that never even, that never listened to The Morning Disaster when it was on. They just didn't listen to it, you know? So we have some people that are maybe upper 20s, early 30s, but I'm telling you, we don't have, there's no millennials checking this show out. They don't get it, you know. Because those people, a lot of those people, they don't even get the whole, you know, listening to the radio for them is foreign, you know.
Yeah.
So they certainly couldn't understand how big this show was in the 90s and,
yeah,
and 2000s and stuff, so. So the people, so that's what I'm saying. We don't have a lot of young. So listeners that we have are all old enough to where, you know, every year there's going to be people that die that, you know, we all know. Yeah. We know of them.
Yeah.
And this was told to me by, was it my mother? When I was young, they always had these memorial things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother would always say stuff like, I'd say, I don't know any of these people, you know. My mother would always say, well, wait till you get old. When you get older, you're going to know all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would.
I knew all of them.
And I would be, and I would laugh. I'm like, hey, whatever. I'm never going to care about, you know, all these people dying in the entertainment industry. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'll be damned, you know? I will be damned. I now know the people.
Yeah.
I pretty much knew every person that died last year.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, you know.
There were a lot of people that didn't die of, like, old age. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you always get those. You always get the anomaly that die of, you know, something other than.
Right.
Like they'll die of a drug overdose or a car wreck, something like that. But. What's his name? The kid from Star Trek. That Anton Yelchin or whatever was the one last
Anton.
Night.
Anton. You
know? Yeah, which is a shame.
That street car falling on smashed.
Yeah, it was his Jeep, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was nuts. I mean, that really was crazy.
Yeah.
The guy had his Jeep fall on him.
Well, I didn't fall on him. It came out of gear and smashed him against the wall.
Yeah, you know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And squashed him against his own wall, right?
Yeah.
How crazy. And that's how he finally went. What a way to go.
Never know.
Yeah. And he's so young. Oh, my God. A lot of living left to do.
A lot more success for him.
Yep. I'm telling you. I am convinced, all right? I am convinced if I didn't have a child late,
mm-hmm.
that I probably would already be gone. You know.
Yeah.
I think that I would no longer be with us. I think that I would be, you know. I think I would have moved on.
I think that if you would have moved on, you would have moved on. So don't think that.
No, that's what I mean. I think that if I didn't have a child that was younger and kept me going, I think I might be dead. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah, I think I do. I think that I, you know, I mean, I like to be around for years and years, but, you know. But I think that I having a child when I was 30, whatever, you know, when I was in my early 30s, yeah, has kept me young. Like, I know people.
That's what my mom said, that having me at 42,
yeah,
kept her young.
I'm going to tell you what. You know, I have friends who I went to high school with, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if not friends, at least people I know. I haven't kept up with them. But, and I'll see them on Facebook, and they got all these grandkids, and they just seem old.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture of someone on Facebook. And I go, who the hell is, good Lord, look at them. And I go, that's someone's, like, this is an old person that I'm looking at. I go, who is that? And then I click on it to see who it is, and I'm like, holy crap. I mean, they went to high school with me. And, you know, they had kids, like, right out of high school and stuff. So,
right.
You know, and that was a long time. I mean, I see, like, people I went to high school with, they have children out of college. You know what
I
mean?
I've got a few friends that are grandparents.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, they're on to multiple grandkids. There are people, mm-hmm, I went to high school with, all right, that have grandkids that are in high school or like a junior high school or something.
Oh, gee.
It's nuts. And I try to do the math, and I go, how the hell is that even possible? You got a grandkid that's going into, like, junior high? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. So I start to feel old, you know. That makes you feel old. But I look at my kid, and she's just now getting out of middle school, so.
Right.
Thank God. You know, that's what I mean. I waited to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be these people like your parents, I mean, they had their kids, right?
Yeah, they had three. And then I came along 13 years later.
You were an accident because they couldn't stop screwing.
Yeah.
I told you the story about my wife, dropping the bomb on me that she's not taking any birth control. You know what I mean? that she was still of child rearing age or whatever, you know. However the doctor put it, and she was like, "Oh my God, I'm not taking birth control."
Yep, up until you're 50.
I was like, "Oh my God."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, she's younger than me. I mean, I'll be hitting 50, but she's got a ways, mm-hmm, to go. So, like, that's all I need. Oh my God. Oh, man.
Make it happen.
Yeah, we're like 4 years away from my daughter being off to college.
Right.
We're on the countdown.
Start all over again.
Yeah, now to have a kid now. Oh, my God. Wow. Could you imagine that? And that's what your parents did.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you pop out, little Nikki.
We had one in college and one in was a freshman.
I could imagine that when Nikki came out, the doctor slapped her and she went, ow. Ow. Stop slapping me. Yep. Ah, God. So yeah, there's people it happens to, and I just like, oh, or else these guys will leave their wives, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they get some young piece of ass, you know.
And they start into family.
Yeah, they get some young piece of ass that they fall in love with and marry.
I want a baby.
Yeah, and then she wants a baby, and it's like, oh, you poor son of a bitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You poor bastard. Like I saw the other day, Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... He's a
good role model as a father.
Well, yeah, I mean, but his daughter was his daughter was grown, and then he, mm-hmm, gets this hot new yoga wife or what, you know, the good looking one, Don't get me wrong, Kim Basinger was
because that was a whole mess growing up.
Yeah, because remember he called her and said, "You are a
pig.
You are a dirty pig."
Yeah,
she was rude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why that's the event that kicked him out of TV or out of movies. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Went to TV, which, by the way, I think has been very good for him. He's, you know, and I think his image is a good one. He was known as. And the conservatives are the other thing, because these conservatives, they get so butthurt if, God forbid, if anyone disagrees with them.
Yeah.
And now it's everybody. It's not, but I'm saying back then it was just the Rush Limbaugh-loving conservatives who, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he made the mistake of saying, if a so-and-so wins, I will leave this country.
Yeah.
And then you say that. I mean, by the way, it's America. You could say you're leaving the country whenever the hell you want, but my God, some people get so offended.
And then you don't do it.
Yeah, it's like, I want Trump to win just so that fat pig Rosie O'Donnell will leave America. Really, that's the reason you decide to vote. Rosie O'Donnell being in this country is so horrible that it makes living here a living, even though you'll never meet Rosie O'Donnell in your life, or right. Alec Baldwin, or Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
That's reason enough for me to vote for Trump. No, that's not why you vote for Trump. You vote for Trump because you're racist. No, you're using it. Rosie O'Donnell's your excuse. No, but and of course I'm joking. I don't think that voting for Trump makes you a racist. However, I'm pretty sure that like I'll word it this way. Like, I don't think every single person that's voting for Trump is a racist. I honestly don't. However, I'm pretty much 100% positive that every racist is voting for Trump. Does that make sense?
There you go.
Yeah, because I don't think that every single person, you know.
Because they're not voting for Hillary.
Yeah, this is not going to happen. I'm not saying that's reason enough to vote for Hillary either. I'm not implying that. I'm just saying that not every person voting for Trump is a racist, but it's pretty damn obvious that every racist is voting for Trump.
Right.
Which should at least make you just go, wait, just kind of question it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At least go, wow, that is kind of strange that that's the case. Not saying good or bad, but, you know. Yeah, so when these celebrities say that, you know, whenever they say it, I always go, oh, God, you're putting your foot in your mouth. Because if the guy does win, then you're going to have a bunch of people going, when the hell are you leaving, Barbara Streisand? Get the F out of my country, bitch! You know, it's you're now sentencing yourself for not being able to leave your house for a while. And and that's happened to Alec Baldwin. I mean, that really hurt him saying that. You know, and he can say it didn't, but, you know, that is a fan base you don't want to lose, you know?
Right.
And he alienated them, and, you know, Hollywood is so damn, you know, Hollywood is so sensitive to that kind of stuff, because it's all about the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excuse me. It's all about the money. They don't, you know. They raise money for Hillary, but they're like, raising money, or whoever the liberal candidate is, you know. And, but they don't go out there and publicly, or you know what I mean? They're not going to hurt. They're not going to hurt their careers. They're like, no, I gave her money, so I can be, you know, I could stay in hiding a little longer. But I'll tell you what, the Hollywood conservatives are, you know, they're even more in hiding. And for good reason. I'll explain why. Because it was told to me by a friend who works out there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was making a joke about Hollywood conservatives. I said, Jesus, they keep it quiet like, I mean, that's like being gay in the 50s. You got to keep that shit quiet, you know? And they told me why. They said, why? They go, well, here's the deal. They said, being a liberal in Hollywood and being public about it might, you'll probably piss off potential fans, okay?
Uh-huh.
They said, especially in the Midwest, which, by the way, I still have a lot of problems with everybody thinking that the Midwest is a bunch of conservative yahoos, you know.
Right.
I don't think that's... I think the Midwest were, you know... Don't get me wrong. We have some. But we're not the land of the KKK, for God's sakes. You know, that's the South.
Right.
The South is where it's bad. Stop saying it's the Midwest. That bothers me. But so you could lose... This is how it was told to me. You could lose fans by being conservative or by being liberal in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're openly conservative, you lose jobs. Because the people that do the hiring, they're mm-hmm. very liberal. And if they find out you're a conservative, they won't hire you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of closeted. Right now, it's, you know, it's, you don't have to be closeted and gay anymore.
Right.
Because people will accept it. But boy, I mean, if you're a conservative,
your political views are something different.
Yeah, if you're conservative, you better stay in the closet, you know. I mean, that's how it is. Seriously, outside of like a handful of nobodies, you know, who is an open conservative in Hollywood? Can you name anyone?
Other than Baldwin?
Well, Baldwin's openly liberal. I mean, his brother, the little brother's openly conservative, but that's the nobody. His little brother can't even get a job, you know?
Yeah.
He's not even doing direct-to-video movies. You know what I mean? I'm saying there's the new thing in Hollywood that is that's the new thing in Hollywood that they have to be closeted over, you know. And that's and I mean it. If you could name me one mainstream conservative, other than like Clint Eastwood, who's, you know, to the point of he's so old he doesn't give a damn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he certainly didn't start speaking off his politics until he got much later in life, you know.
Huh. There's not many, otherwise they would have been speaking at the Republican convention.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? It takes somebody like a Clint Eastwood.
Uh-huh.
You might have some kind of mainstream star. I mean, listen, I'm pretty sure Mel Gibson is. You know, we've heard how he feels about the Jews and the
yeah.
blacks and the, you know, and other people from those phone calls. But I'm saying, you know, you don't see him at the convention.
Uh-uh.
You know, so I'm saying that's the new closeted thing in Hollywood. If you're a conservative, you got to keep that stuff quiet, you know. Because, like my friend said, being liberal might lose you some fans, but being conservative, that will cost you jobs in Hollywood.
Right.
It just will. I mean, there's guys like Clooney that wear it on their sleeves, you know. But other people that are conservative, they keep it quiet. You know. It is strange. I got to tell you, it is weird that we live in a what is supposed to be the most free country in the world. By the way, it's not.
Uh-uh.
We're supposed to be the country that, like, we have the patent on freedom. If you talk to anybody in this country, they tell you that we're the, you know, we're the best, blah, 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 freedom, freedom. We love freedom. We masturbate to freedom daily. We love freedom, blah, blah, blah. But yet, you know, have an opinion that's different from somebody else's, how much freedom you got. Ask Colin,
right.
Ask Colin Kaepernick how free we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, that astounds me. That anyone gives a shit about what Colin Kaepernick likes to do during the that he likes to take a knee, like he likes to take a knee during it. Who cares? Uh-huh. Seriously, who cares? But people are all caught up in it, you know.
Yeah,
they're just.
And he has the right to protest under the Constitution.
Yes, because we're the freest, greatest country in the world.
Uh huh.
And I'll tell you what, if you somehow think the country's no longer great, you know, and you're trying to make it great again, the first thing you should do is uphold our freedoms to do things like not stand during the freaking national anthem.
Right.
And I don't think that's making America great again he needs to get his ass out of the country. No, that's the point, asshole. That's the whole point of our country.
Get your ass out of the country.
Yeah.
You're not being... You don't understand how it works.
The point of our country is He has the right to do that. He needs to get his black ass out of this country. What the hell? He says this place is racist. This ain't racist. He should get his black ass out of this country.
The best meme that I've seen so far is him, his picture next to Osama's picture.
Oh, God.
I said, if Osama had a son, he would look like this.
Oh, God.
Like, number one, Osama had plenty of sons.
Yes, he got like 30 of them.
Number two, Osama wasn't black.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's nuts. I mean... You know, and listen, he's Colin Kaepernick is talking to a certain audience, and I'll tell you what, we're not that audience,
right?
And who the hell are we to tell him what he can and can't do? It's the United States of America. As long as you're not hurting any of us, you can do whatever the hell you want. And I'll tell you, it does not hurt me one bit for him to kneel during the national anthem. It really doesn't. It doesn't hurt us one
He's
bit.
He's doing what he feels he needs to do.
Yeah. It offends me. It offends me. You know what? It offends me when you people say horrible things about Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not leaving the country.
Right.
I'm not telling you that your black ass should be out of the country for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how people, we're so sensitive. Crybabies.
Because when they were growing up, they didn't keep score during baseball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, everybody gets a trophy society. Big deal. So what? What the hell does it matter to you that everyone gets a trophy?
Right.
Here's the ones that I love. You want to know the biggest problem of this country? No. What is it? We're politically correct. Really? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So the thing that we do to try to be decent, you know, the thing we do where we go, hey, you know what? We don't want to be an asshole. So let's be decent. That's the thing that you say is the biggest problem? So according to you, the biggest problem that we have in this country is that little thing we do where we try to be decent to each other. Okay. That's the biggest problem.
That we don't go out of our way to purposely offend other people.
Yes. That's the biggest problem, Nikki. Just ask anyone. The biggest problem is we're too damn politically correct. That's the problem. There's just ask. You'll get it from somebody all the time. We're politically correct.
And I like Trump because he says it the way he means it.
Yeah. So being decent to each other, that's what's keeping us from being a great country.
We're
too decent to each other.
People really are. Dumb.
Yeah, I just don't get. Don't get me wrong. Listen. I was talking. It started over Twitter. I was talking to this guy who's like super liberal, right? I mean, super liberal, super Bernie Sanders supporter, big Mr. Liberal. I'm better than everybody else because I'm more liberal. You know what I mean? And this whole thing started with this. Like, this guy would listen to my show. When I was doing the talk show. And he would send me things and, you know, you didn't go far enough in insulting these batshit crazy conservatives. And I said, I made the mistake. I shouldn't have. You know how I feel about encouraging listeners to be a-holes. But I made the mistake, Nikki. I broke my rule. And I sent him back. Instead of sending him a smart-ass response like I usually do, I sent back a response trying to debate him. And I said, not all conservatives are batshit crazy. I said, in fact, there's a lot that listen to my show who just believe in a smaller government. I shouldn't have done it. You know, I should not engage with people like this. And then I got a big lesson on how I'm not liberal enough, and the media has a secret agenda, and we are getting it's because of the entire media, Fox News, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So this goes on with this guy. And now, so then he starts questioning my loyalty to liberal causes. And I go, I have no loyalty to liberal causes.
Yeah.
And then now he's, I'm aghast, because that's a word everyone uses. I'm aghast that you're even saying this. And I'm like, I have no loyalty to liberals.
Right.
I don't, and I certainly have no loyalty to conservatives. I said, I am who I am. I think differently on individual issues. And this guy was appalled, you know. So anyway, flash forward, right? To, you know, today, to now. Mm-hmm. This guy is big Mr. Loyalty to liberals and liberals, blah, 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 blah. But he's such a Bernie Sanders fan, right? Uh-huh. And so far, you know, that bitch Hillary and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, what? And so Hillary Clinton's a bitch and she's going to ruin this country, which, by the way, is only because she's not Bernie Sanders, you know, and he lost.
Right.
And I told the guy, I said, you know what? It's people like you that have, that tell people, or that make people think that conservatives are whiners, you know. I mean, that liberals are whiners.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, engaging the guy. And he goes into this big, and I go, and I said, so let me get this right. Because you're mad that your candidate lost, you're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I would rather see Satan himself get elected than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
And I go, so you're really not going to vote for Hillary Clinton? And he goes, I am not. I will vote for Gary Johnson. I go, Gary Johnson? So, I mean, here's the bottom line. You know, you had Bernie Sanders who wanted to raise taxes on the wealthy, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. that was... His biggest thing was that, and don't get me wrong, he's not 100% incorrect, but that we have people that have systematically, well, they played the system. And they played the system for so many years now that they have just made it the norm that the system can be bought. And they bought it. They didn't just buy the money, but they bought opportunity, you know. And this country was made with everybody having opportunity. You know, everybody had a chance. As long as you were willing to work hard, you had a chance to succeed in this country. It's not the case uh-huh. anymore. Anybody who says it's still the case, you're crazy. But so these wealthy people, they started buying up opportunity. So anyway, Bernie Sanders' platform was we should make them pay. Which, by the way, it's not an original idea. He got it from Adam Smith, the guy who founded, you know, the Scottish economist who invented the idea of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
If you read what Smith actually said, he talked about as long as opportunity is kept available for everyone, we're fine. Capitalism works. But when the wealthy have enough power to start buying opportunity, that's when capitalism is screwed. So he talked about taxation. And he said people who make more or who earn more, who are taking more. And he did separate those people, by the way. Not everybody who earns more is taking more, you know. But
uh-huh.
but he talked about how they have to be taxed. And taxation is what will create opportunity, okay? And this is one of the main tenets of capitalism that everyone forgets, okay? So anyway, that's what Bernie Sanders talked about, was taxing. Now, he's taking it a little to the extreme, you know. But that's what he feels. So this guy's a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's like, he's going to vote for Gary Johnson. Do you know what Gary Johnson's tax rate for the super wealthy is?
Yeah.
Zero. Yes. He thinks they should pay zero taxes. So I'm, you know, once I engaged with this guy, you know, and I go, you do realize that Johnson is saying no taxes. He says no taxes for everyone makes us equal. And I'm like, that's not true because, you know, a person making millions of dollars a year is going to get to keep way more money than a person making $20,000 a year. It's just it's a fact. And anyway, this guy is convinced that's who he's going to vote for. And I'm like, you're out here spouting. I said, you wear your liberalism on your sleeve like it's a badge. And you're. You know, I tell the guy, I go, you're confused. You're a confused young lad. Anyway.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah. So anyway, Spanky's on. Hello, Spanky. How are you, Spanky?
I'm doing great.
Nikki, now you weren't on Thursday, but Spanky,
yeah.
Spanky, after his performance Wednesday with his obvious drunkenness.
Oh no, I wasn't on Wednesday either.
Oh yeah, oh, you didn't hear Spanky on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
When he was hammered?
No, I just have a heart problem.
Oh, I thought you were here when he was hammered.
No, it's here Tuesday.
Was he on with us Tuesday?
Yeah, but
he was drunk.
Yeah.
Well, he decided after being so, whatever day he was super drunk, he decided that he would stop drinking after that. And he sounds sober now.
I'm very much sober.
Look at that, Spanky. I'm very proud of you.
Been up and exercised.
Oh, you're one up on me. What did you do to exercise? Whack it?
I went and walked on the treadmill.
Did you whack? Oh, okay.
Oh, good job.
I said the other day I touched myself improperly.
What?
Yeah. And I not quite a sweat, but I was getting there, you know, I was working hard. So I sort of considered that a little exercise, you know.
There you go. How's Nikki feeling?
Hmm?
How are you feeling, Nikki?
Better.
Good.
My heart was all out of whack.
Yeah. See, Nikki's had whacking issues too. I'm not the only one. They get it all fixed up?
I understand that.
They get your heart fixed up, Nikki?
Yeah, it was beating all crazy.
Once again, beating issues. They got you going?
Yeah.
All right. You got you on medicine?
Yeah.
Was it infection or?
No, I have PVCs in my heart.
Oh.
It's like, it's kind of like heart palpitations.
Yeah.
They're like really big thumps and irregular heartbeats.
Oh, that's bizarre.
It can cause a heart attack.
We don't want that. We don't want that. By the way, speaking of heart issues, I don't think I'm speaking out of tune because this was on Facebook, but Marvin had a little heart thing. I think he's okay now. I got to double check with his daughter.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was just having fears. He's okay. I guess he's okay, but he had a little, you know.
Oh my.
Well, he wasn't feeling right, and he, you know, and then he rode his bike to the hospital. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I know. He was having chest pains, and so he went to the hospital, and they you know, hooked him up to a drip and everything, and
yeah.
But he's okay. I think he's okay now. No, I think he's good. I mean, I haven't heard.
If they put him on some kind of drip, he probably went into AFib.
Yeah. Well, he's out now, I believe.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, but if not, you know, my God, we're thinking of him. Not that he can hear us, because he still doesn't have internet. But
yeah.
But God, you know, that's scary stuff when I hear that. You know.
Yeah.
So I think he's.
Find him well.
I think he's better now. I think he's. But that's why I wanted to mention that you know, God forbid, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know, I try to send Marvin messages, but I don't even know why. I still don't know why he's mad at us. I don't know what we did, you know.
Yeah.
I really don't have a clue. So, but I hope he. Stops being angry. God forbid something happened.
Yeah.
You know, not just to him, to us. You're in the hospital all the time. I'm fat as a house. You know. So I hope that whatever's going on, we can, you know.
And?
I mean, Jesus. Anyway, so thinking of Marvin, praying for him, blah, blah, blah. But do you think he's,
yeah.
You know. Oh, well. So, Spanky, and you say you're healthy now. You're feeling more healthy?
I'm healthy. I'm actually out taking my morning ride in my car.
So
I just got done walking on the treadmill.
You walked on the treadmill. How long did you walk?
Maybe like, I'm starting out now like 20, 25 minutes.
That's actually really good, man. That's
not a real aggressive, just just a level walk, you know, no ingrate, you right. know, upgrade, yeah, or whatever yeah. they call it.
That's pretty great.
Good to do 5 minutes.
Good for you. How long? You 25 is really good, man. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, put the
really
put the earbuds in and tunes on, you know.
I'll tell you, when I start on the treadmill, sometimes I'm serious. I might go a minute. And you know what I mean? Like
5 minutes kills me.
When I first started walking on the treadmill, I'm serious. 30 seconds was a lot. You know, I go mm-hmm. long. You know, I go longer as time goes on. But hey, you know what? Somebody, exercise expert, told me. They said, "Hey," and it summed it up for me. I said, "I'm so embarrassed. I'm only going 30 seconds. You know, like my right. first day." And they said, "Hey, man, that's 30 seconds. You'd be sitting on your ass."
Exactly.
And I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And they said every second you're on that thing is another second you're not sitting on your ass.
Right.
And when I thought of it that way, I was like, you know, that makes more sense. So now, you know, you're on there and you're going for half hour or whatever.
Right.
It's amazing that one time 30 seconds seem like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing about working out, because eventually
mine probably would be lower.
But you know what? But Nikki, it's still, I don't care if it's 10 seconds. It's still 10 seconds you're not sitting on your ass.
Because when I did the 5 minutes, that was 2 years ago before I had heart problems.
Yeah. See, it's weird. With me, it's not heart or lungs or anything. It's my knee. Mm-hmm. It's my knees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what sucks. Oh, well.
Yeah, I just drove along, though.
Yeah?
Good.
I ain't getting no hurry, you know.
You're just driving around town. You're just driving around town.
Well, I got to do the honey wives, you know, honey dudes.
So does the wife give you a list of crap you got to get done?
Sometimes she'll give me a list, like she needs something at Walmart or the grocery store.
Yeah. That's nice, all right?
So... she's been pretty happy, so I don't know what's up with her.
Why? She's usually mad?
Well, usually when I drink every day. But...
I thought you quit.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, good.
But if I drink, she gets mad. So, I mean, she's been pretty happy, so I guess it must be the drinking.
He's all, he's home. He's ready. He's ready. He's home. He feels natural. He's out of the drunk stupor that he's been in for the last 50 years, and he's feeling better. Proud of you, Spanky.
Well, that's going to be hard when the birthday comes up.
Yeah. Well, you look at this. You're already counting down that birthday.
I know.
Well, you love your birthday.
I love my birthday.
As long as I've known
you. Another year, buddy. I think I made an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this year's been rough for you. I mean, you lost fingers. You know what I mean? You, and in losing, so you lost your job. I mean, you've had a rough year.
I've had a very rough year.
Yeah, you do deserve to celebrate this year.
No, if I just maybe go out to dinner with some friends.
Good for you. So you're gonna try to not drink during your birthday?
I'm gonna try not to drink.
Oh my God!
It's good for you.
Yesterday was a little rough.
What do you mean? You wanted to drink and you didn't?
Watching football, you know, really wanted to get boozed up and ripped out.
And?
But
you,
I didn't.
Oh, good for you. See?
I drank iced tea.
There you go.
You guys have shamed me again.
Yeah, see? We just can't fix ourselves. Nikki and
I. Well, that's okay.
Nikki and I'll fix everybody else, but we just can't, you know.
Right.
We just keep, you know.
Hey, I do have something to run by you, though.
What's that?
I think I ought to take the show on the road next week, and I ought to go to Peoria to that guy's house that invited me up.
Who invited you up?
Is it Ben that's on the air with you?
Yeah, Fat 420 guy, yeah.
Remember, he said he lived in Peoria. I think I might
go
up to see him.
Yeah, he said, that's right. We should have you do a Spanky on the road. Would be great.
And sober.
Yeah.
How would that go over?
That would be awesome.
Yep.
You know,
I'm gonna try to work on that for later. Probably next week would be better.
It's almost fall. I know we were going to do those live bar things when post summer.
Uh-huh.
What's Spanky going to do if he shows up to one of those? How's he going
to
keep?
I just have to drink iced tea.
Huh. I say, how are you going to keep from drinking?
I don't drink, so.
Bodine talks about that all the time. Hey, man, when are we gonna go out? I'm like, well, going out after summer. From what Goose, my brother Goose, is the one that's selling the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, from what Goose says, we're going out, you know. And so, well, it's almost time. Almost time, Miss Raymond. When are we going out, Miss Raymond? You know. Bodine's very excited about, he's very excited about heading out. So he might have enough
he's
to eat.
He
might drink for both of you, Spanky.
That'd be good because then we can save him.
Yeah. I tell you, Bodine has a job, and in his job, every time I ask him what's going on at work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This, and I am not joking. We should have him on. Well, we'll ask him this when we do those live shows. But I'll say, what's going on at work? And he'll go, oh, you know, it's really good. We all went to the Cardinal game. We got so effed up, Mr. Raymond. I'm like, really? I go, anything else happening? Oh, we met after work over at that pizza place. We ate a bunch of pizza. We got so effed up. I go, really? What else is going on? Well, we all meet at this bar down the street from where it's like every single story he tells me, all right?
Uh-huh.
Every story he tells me is about drinking, getting drunk. The people that he works with, it's always one of the guys in whatever situation, like there'll at least be one guy that's so effed up, so messed up that something bad happens
mm-hmm.
or something crazy happens. So mm-hmm. every time, every time I ask him about work, it's another story of some guy who's, he was so drunk, he was sleeping underneath the bar, he was so drunk, blah, blah. Well, that son of a bitch was so drunk. I don't know what he, and I'm not sure what Bodine does for a living, but I'm pretty sure getting drunk is part of the job description.
I think he works for a beer distributor.
No, he does. No, he doesn't. They get drunk all the time where he works.
That's funny.
Well, it was so-and-so's birthday, so, and I don't know any of these people he's talking about. It was so-and-so's birthday. We went out and got all effed up. These guys in there drinking, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Going to have to go saving.
Yeah, I mean, it's every celebration. Well, so-and-so's nail finally fell off, so we all went out and got drunk, you know. Well, that bitch wife of his finally divorced him, so we're celebrating.
I have done that. That's a reasonable celebration.
Well, so, and then it's like, you know, a few months later. Well, his divorce finally came through, so we all went out and got drunk. Really? Yeah, so-and-so's back with his ex-wife, so we had to go celebrate it with him. It's like, son of a bitch. He's got this group of guys whenever anything. You know, well, you know, Fran took a good old healthy shit last night. We're all celebrating. We're celebrating the solidness of his dump. Every time I talk to them, they're either celebrating something or they're going to some event or everything he does is evolves around getting drunk.
Right.
He never talks about what's going on at actual work, though, you know.
Right.
Did your boss say you're doing a good job? No, he did go out drinking with us the other night, though. Oh, well. So not sure what he does for
that's
a living.
Boss,
not sure what he does for a living, but does seem kind of miraculous he hasn't gotten a DUI, you know. Yep, it was Mark's 18th DUI. We're all out celebrating. Really? Well, yeah, it was also also Lester passed the kidney stone, so we're putting a dual celebration together. By the way, I don't know any of the names of people he works with. I don't know if he's actually got a Fred or whatever, Mark or whatever names I've used. It's purely coincidence. I'm, you know. But that's what they do. Every time I talk to him, it's he and some other guys going out getting drunk.
Partying it up.
Yeah. Well, it was so-and-so's birthday, so we had drinks in the office. It's amazing he hasn't chopped his fingers off, Spanky.
Yeah. I'm telling you, but if I ever fall off the wagon, I want to work with him.
Yeah, he could get you in there. Well, we need someone to open up a cooler.
There you go.
When boating gets going, you know. And he does. It was my grandmother's funeral. And I asked him what was going on. He's telling me stories about them going out and getting bombed.
Oh, God.
I'm like, it's grandma's funeral. Yeah, well, they got any beer around here? What's going on? He does have a problem separating the boozing from other things, you know. Guy cracks me up. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A lot of boozing. So, Spanky, that used to be you, buddy.
Yeah, there's some lady walking down the road now.
Yeah.
Reading a newspaper wearing her pajamas, like her house coat thingy.
Oh, good Lord.
She must be like 160.
And she's walking?
She must have escaped from a nursing home.
She's walking and reading at the same time?
Well, she's maybe she's sleeping. She's looking down.
Oh. See, that's a dedicated newspaper reader there.
Yeah, but she's got her house coat on. It's 9:50 in the morning. Put some goddamn clothes on.
I mean, good Lord. At the light of day, shame should come back. I mean,
walking around. I don't have a whole lot to say up until about 3 days ago. I was that way every day, too.
Oh, good Lord. Hey, you know what? Listen, I'll take my daughter to school or pick her up and do things like that. You
in
know
your
what
house,
I mean? No, that was my point. I was going to say, if I'm leaving the house, I always put on regular clothes. But just like I told you, Spanky, the other day, remember what I said?
Yeah.
Always put on regular clothes. Because if you sit around all day wearing pajamas or, you know, or
underwear and t-shirts.
Yeah, lounge clothes. You're never going to motivate yourself to do anything but lounge.
I'm lounging right now.
So I said this before. I'm like, even though, you know, even when I'm doing nothing or completely unemployed or no prospects or anything, you know, you've got to get dressed. You got to motivate yourself to do something or you're losing. So
I moved from the bed to the couch.
I'm telling you, I'll go pick up my daughter today. Before I get my daughter, I'll take a shower, you know, I'll get all cleaned up. I'll put on clothing, all these things. And I'll get, even if all I'm doing is going to get her and then come right back home.
Right.
You know, and my day today consists of I'm doing this show, and then I will have to, I got to sit in my office for a couple hours and do some stuff for this thing I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah.
Then I got to do some production. Then I've got to return a couple phone calls. Then some web, you know what I mean? I've got my entire day is planned out, you know, around in other words, that's so that I don't end up just doing nothing, because that's a horrible trap to get in, you know. Because you get stuck in that rut.
Yes, it is.
And once you get out of the rut, you don't want to get back in. And,
I'm overwhelmed with things I've got to do.
Well, that's what I mean. My wife now understands. Like, when I first got unemployed and stuff, she'd be like, I'd be like, oh, I got to watch this movie this week. And she goes, why don't you just watch it during the week? And I go, no. Yeah, you know, I'm like, no, I try to keep, you know, like, I'm on a work schedule, you know. I put myself on, even though technically not working, I'm on a work schedule where I've got to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you feel like you've given up, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the people that just, they give up. Dregs of society.
I make it that way till about 2 o'clock, then I still got to have a little nap.
But your workday's over, I mean, the way you've set up your workday, it's over too. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, because I was up again this morning at 4.
That's what I mean. You you've set, you're at least on some type of schedule. Now, on the weekend, no schedule on the weekend, but I'm saying, get, you know, if that's the best thing if you're unemployed. I should write a book about being unemployed and, you know. But you have to, you got to get dressed every day. You have to shower.
Aww. By the way,
I've gotten so busy before that I do forget the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally I sit down, spread my legs a little bit, and I get the ball stink wafting up. Oh, my God.
You can smell it. You need to wash it.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Start burning your eyes a little bit.
Oh, like, oh, I got to take a shower now. It's like, you got to clean it. Got to clean it. I'll go to the bathroom, hold it in my hand, and then, you know.
Your hands stink.
Oh, my hands stink. I'm like, oh, God. I got to go give it a double. I got to give it splash of the liquid soap, you know.
Double pump it.
Yeah, I got to give several pumps. Like, there's times I wash my hands and I'm walking out and I smell my hands. I go, oh, shit, I'm going to need a few more pumps. I need to pump that baby a little more. Obvious pumps are needed.
That's when you get in the shower.
Yeah, you know you stink when you actually clean your hands and you walk out and there's still stench, you know. You know you've got an issue. I'll tell you that. Anyway. Good football games yesterday, I thought. Did you watch, Nikki, do you ever watch football?
No. Not until it gets down to the final.
I enjoyed the Cowboys-Redskins game yesterday. That was a good game. And the one last night at the Minnesota game, I didn't watch that game. I watched the Emmys last night.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive my nose blowing.
I got stuck watching that, too.
I thought the Emmys were good.
I thought the old boy hosting it kind of ripped on a bunch of people.
I think Jimmy Kimmel's hysterical. I really do.
There was a few bombers, and they showed the audience not happy at all.
When he said the line about the In Memoriam.
Yeah.
He goes, the In Memoriam was really good, but if we try hard, we could top it next year.
Yes. And they showed the audience nobody was happy.
By the way, I was laughing hysterically at home when he said that. I know not everyone got the joke. I thought it was funny. Oh, but my favorite moment, though, this is on, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he had the announcer say, and now, Dr. Bill Cosby. And everyone was just standing there shocked. And then he walked out. He walked out and said, nah, he's not really here. I just wanted to see how you guys would react. I just thought, and people were like angry, you know. I thought that was hysterical. So. You know who else I like was Matt Damon. I thought Matt Damon was really good when he came out. I thought that was really cool, you know. Matt Damon did. You know, he and Matt Damon and Jimmy Kimmel are friends. You know?
Yeah.
And. They did, you know, Matt Damon came out and did a bit, and I thought it was great. You see all those TV people, like, kissing Matt Damon, you know, because he's in movies, you know.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people. You see that. Like, a lot of the actors, you know. There's a whole hierarchy, you know.
Yeah.
Where it's like they want to get in the movies. Oh, I hate being on TV. You just tell there are people there, they're like, oh, I hate TV. I'm good enough to be in movies.
All
right. And they see somebody like Matt Damon. Matt Damon's never done TV, you know. They got to kiss his ass.
All right.
Did you see him ripping the old lady that never shows up?
Yeah, I know. Dame Judi Dench.
And he went out and took her award because she wasn't there again?
Oh, Maggie Smith, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was great. If you want it, it'll be in the Lost and Found.
Yeah, I saw that one.
We are not mailing to you.
Here is the here's the bit with Bill Cosby. Okay, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy Award winner, Dr. Bill Cosby.
No one coughs. No one claps. That's what I love, is there's zero applause.
He's not. Don't worry. He's not really here. I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
I thought that. A lot of people didn't like that. I thought it was great. Here's the most uncomfortable part. This is what Nikki was talking, or... I think this is what Nikki was talking about. Here we go.
This might be a weird thing to say, but that In Memoriam montage kicked ass. It's going to be tough to beat next year. It really is. And the singer was, we'll dig deep. We can do it if we work together, everybody. Tori.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was great.
And then they scanned the audience, and they like all looked toward giving him the evil eye.
I thought he was I really thought he was fantastic. You know who else was good?
I love Jimmy.
Larry David. Oh, I love Larry
David.
Yeah,
I saw that.
He was
really, yeah, he was good.
He was good.
You know, they called me a few weeks ago and asked me to do this, and I have never presented before, and how hard can it be? It requires three skills. You got to be able to open an envelope, read a few words, and most importantly, act like you're interested. Hey, come on. I go out on dates. Believe me. I not act like I'm interested. Nobody feigns interest like me. Tell me more about your niece. You say she enjoys tap dancing? Oh, that's fascinating. You must send me a video. And how's your cookie business? Is it true there's a shortage of chips? A chip crisis? Oh, you poor thing. And when do you suppose we'll have sex?
Oh, God.
I think my little presentation went quite well.
Oh, that's brilliant. God, that guy's funny.
Funny.
I want my mind to think like his, like, just one day, you know. Oh, it's so funny. Let's see. What else is that? I do have some audio here. Let's see what else I got that's good. Oh, I like that. Do you know the show Master of None? It's on Netflix. It's Aziz Ansari. It's written by him and this guy. And there's a guy named Alan Yang who is in it. He was in it, but he also writes it with Aziz. And Alan Yang is Asian, and of course, Aziz Ansari is Indian. And they won Best Writing for a comedy series. And Alan Yang spoke first, and I want you to listen to what he says. It's actually really, it's funny, but it's poignant as well.
There's 17 million Asian Americans in this country, and there's 17 million Italian Americans. They have The Godfather, Goodfellas, Rocky, The Sopranos. We got Long Duck Dog, so we got a long way to go. But I know we can get there. I believe in us. It's just going to take a lot of hard work. Asian parents out there, if you could just do me a favor, if just a couple of you get your kids cameras instead of violins, we'll be all good. So, let's do it.
That's great.
That's funny.
If you have Netflix and you have not watched that show, slap yourself right now. That show is hysterical. It's called Master of None. And it's odd because you go into it, you know, these guys are you know, Aziz Ansari is an Indian guy. And, you know, his parents are from India. By the way, his parents are actually in the show in one of the episodes, and that's what won the award last night. But still, you know, it's just he portrays, it makes no difference what color or ethnicity this guy is because, you know, he's just living everyday problems. It really is a good show and funny, and the situations and, you know, it's really well done. And it, especially for millennials that don't listen to this show, you know, it's a pretty good show. So I highly recommend it. Let me see. What else do I have here? I got some of Jimmy Kimmel's opening where he makes fun of Marsha Clark.
Sarah Paulson, who played Marsha Clark and actually brought Marsha Clark with her tonight. Because everyone in L.A. knows if you want to win, sit next to Marsha Clark.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Marsha. This must be very strange for you, right? I mean, are you rooting for O.J. to win this time?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't have time to play the rest. There's a boatload of clips though. Let's see.
That was a long show.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was good. By the way, congrats to Donald Trump, who finally admitted that President Obama is from the United States of America.
Hillary Clinton.
Period.
And her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy.
That is 100% incorrect, by the way.
Yeah.
That was started by Andy Martin in Illinois. The birther movement, and this is interesting that I'm playing this clip because the birther movement started in Illinois. And I remember I found a tape from 2004. We're doing the morning disaster. Spanky, you were actually, you probably don't remember, but you're actually on the tape. Sean Balint's telling the story of fan of the show, Barack Obama, state senator, going to run for United States Senate. And he's running against this lunatic named Andy Martin, who is running he's trying to run as a Republican in Illinois, but at the time they were trying to get Mike Ditka to run. Anyway, this guy Andy Martin, and I don't know why I'm throwing this out here, but it just, I remembered this, and I listened to the tape not that long ago. And so Andy Martin is the guy that starts the whole thing. He says, Obama's a secret Muslim, and he was born in Africa, and he like starts spreading all these rumors. This is in 2004. And I'm listening to Sean tell me this story on the tape. And meanwhile, I'm joking about it. And about how I said, listen, I know that Obama's like a fan of the show, but because Obama would be downtown when we do the mobile unit stuff, and he'd always be like, hey, Bodine, how you doing, Bodine? You know, he'd always talk to Bodine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he knew Mikey's name, although he played basketball with Mikey once. He was at the, we played basketball with him once. Not that he knew us, but you know what I mean? But I know he's like, hey, Bodine, how you doing? You know, because he heard the show and he knew and. So that was always the running joke is that, you know, the state senator who knew Bodine from Chicago. By the way, we had trust me, we had no idea the guy was ever going to be president. Or we'd actually put him.
He's from president.
We would have put him on the air. I've got, there's things I have in like 2002 and three. Like Bodine's down the street. He goes, there's some state senator and it's Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, he's nobody. Just move on. Don't even talk to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he goes, yeah, he said hi to me. It was President Obama. But at the time,
used to answer the phones over on MAY when he called in.
And he was just a nobody state senator. I mean, they're never nobody. The state senators are very important. But I'm saying, back in the day for doing a rock show, we didn't give a rat's ass about that. And anyway, when he decided to run, or he gave the speech of the 2004 Democratic Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides to run for, that's while he was running for United States Senate. And it was all during, it was earlier that summer when this guy Andy Martin started this thing. You know, because like I said, the Republicans were wanting to run Mike Ditka at the time. And Mike Ditka didn't want to do it. And at the time they had Jack Ryan was going to be the guy to run and win.
Yeah.
But his wife, the girl from Star Trek.
7 of 9.
Yeah, she let it leak that they used to go to swinger clubs.
Yeah.
Remember? And he ended up, so he ended up, he couldn't run. And by the way, if that doesn't happen, Obama never runs. Jack Ryan runs and wins. Because polls showed he was going to win. And it was other Republicans who took him down. And of course, Jerry, his wife, Jerry Ryan, revealing to somebody that they went, or, you know, it's either she or somebody she knew
at the time.
Yeah, that they were going to the, that they went to these swinger clubs together.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it cost him nobody, you know, he was done. And so that's how Obama got in, or one of the reasons that Obama got in. Well, that, and he had really good ideas. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that there's a, somebody should write a book about all the stuff that went on. And this guy, Andy Martin, is the one who started it. And so we would be on the air at the morning disaster making fun of it because it was so ludicrous to believe that this guy, you know, that this guy somehow was a Muslim terrorist who was born right. in Africa. And, you know, and we were, it was outrageous then. Before we knew any, you know, before we knew all of his life story. I mean, now everybody knows it, but I'm saying even back then it was outrageous for us. And we would mm-hmm. make, we would make fun of that Andy Martin guy. So when Trump says that it was started by Hillary Clinton, that's total bullshit. It wasn't. It was,
right.
and I know this because we lived it. It was started by this guy, Andy Martin, and then he got that lunatic, that woman, the woman from Israel. What the hell is her name? Orly Tate, who we called Orly Taint, or we called her Oily Taint. Spanker, remember that? We called her Oily Taint.
Just briefly, but...
And Sean and I would talk about...
a few years ago.
Yeah, it was 2004, and Sean and I would talk about Oily Taint. I said, is Oily Taint still trying to sue? Because she started in on this, and this was after... Now, this was after the disaster ended. This was after the disaster ended, and I was on CBS. She filed a lawsuit demanding to see his birth certificate. And, by the way, he had proven that he was a citizen when he first decided to run for Senate. But also right. when he ran for president, he showed it. And so she goes to sue him. And this is in 2008. So Sean Balint and I were making fun of it on CBS at the time. And so, I mean, I remember all this stuff. So when he says Hillary Clinton started, that's bullshit. She didn't. I'm not saying that Hillary Clinton didn't talk. I'm sure she talked about it. But, you know, she didn't start it. That's a lie.
Hillary Clinton. And her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy.
I finished it.
You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So that he finally, in 2016, he finally admits the man who's been president for 8 years
yeah.
is, in fact, a United States citizen. Thank you. Thank you, Donald Trump. You're great. You're such a great man.
Go, Trump.
You are unbelievable. Good old Spanky.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch South Park anymore?
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I don't regularly watch it like I used to, you know.
Oh, you need to start watching. Last week they did a thing. I can't remember what they called Trump, but they called Hillary a turd sandwich.
Oh, they did the whole every 4 years they do the
political.
Yeah, and it's a turd sandwich versus a bucket of something or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, but they've been doing that. I mean, hell, they started that 2004. I mean, they've been doing that as long as they've been on the air. Probably.
Well, it's just 20 years.
Yeah, so they started in the 90s.
That's just one of them shows I actually watched sober for once.
No, it's a great show. I love that show.
You got to watch the show. It's on after it.
Well, I watched The Daily Show.
It's called The Legends of Chamberlain Heights.
Oh, no, I heard about that. I haven't. Is it good?
You got to watch it.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Haven't seen it.
You got to watch it.
You're not the first person to tell me that. People have told me.
It's a very good show.
Yeah,
very educational.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Have you seen it, Nikki?
No.
The Legend of Chamberlain Heights? Oh, my God. I hear it's. What I heard it's about is sort of racist, but I gotta watch it.
Oh yeah,
it
has so much culture in it.
Well, yeah, it's done by a black guy that does it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to see it, but it's about the projects in I can't remember what city, but
yeah, you gotta check it out.
Hold on, I'm gonna find out the guy that does it. Because I hear I hear a lot about it. It is it's created by a bunch of guys. Brad Abelson, Mike Clements, Quinn Hawking, Josiah Johnson, Michaels. I don't know any of the guys, but it's supposed to be very funny. That's what I always hear. Legend of Chamberlain Heights.
Very good show.
That's what you always hear about. You want to hear a clip?
Sure.
What does it take?
Damn, I look good.
To be a champion.
My body's a well-oiled machine.
A superstar.
I'm ready to go.
A legend.
You ain't got off the bench all year, you broke jumper mother.
We got one life to live. We got
turn up, legend. Turn all the way up.
We the future. You wouldn't know nothing about that.
I just want to be president and throw a legendary party. Who you know fresher than grub?
How do my nuts taste?
Can a brother my complexion roll in your direction?
I'm going to have your baby, Jamal.
We ain't always going to be bench warmers. I got real.
Yeah, so those are clips from the show. Here's the actual, what is this? This is an actual scene, I guess. Legend of Chamberlain Heights.
Together they are.
Get your head in the game, motherfuckers!
Bunch of goddamn space cadets.
Damn, my niggas! This shit is boringer than a motherfucker.
Coach need to put me in the game. I get more highlights than a white girl named Amy.
Shit, that's what I'm talking about, my nicks.
Ah, heads up, master coming.
Come on, y'all, we still in this game.
Let's go, Duncan, play some D.
We on offense, you mark-ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
There you go. That sounds horribly racist. It sounds horribly racist. But I've been told by several people, you got to watch it. They say it's just...
It's a good show.
Just hysterical. I don't know. I got to, you know.
So. Well, hey, guys, thanks for letting me be on.
No problem, partner.
I got to run into the doctor.
All right. Hope your anus...
And then I will call you later. And I know it. I will, because being sober, I've never been to the doctor sober. This ought to be fun.
Hey, when he finishes that exam, turn around really quick. Make sure there's no smile on his face.
Exactly. I'm going to make sure I'm going to look at his fingers today first. them too big. No.
Yeah, they're going to move on to another doctor.
No.
Doctor?
I got to get some stuff checked out with my hand, but I'll call you later and let you know what happened.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
See you later.
See you guys.
Later,
bye, Nikki.
Bye.
See you.
Oh, God. Only Spanky would recommend such a horribly racist sounding show.
Of course.
As that one. Legends of Chamberlain Heights. Oh my God. I'll have to watch it, you know.
It is 10:20-ish.
Yeah, we should probably wrap it up. Well, we started late though, remember? Oh, by the way, look, I was gonna start with this. Nikki, on Friday we had 18 missed calls. All right.
What?
18 missed calls on Friday. I'm just going to pick a random, and it left messages. So let me just pick a random one. Hold on. Let me see. I don't know if you should hear, if you'll be able to hear this or not. So let me play it and see if our listeners can hear it. If it'll
Ray,
work.
Are you there?
Oh, it's Dog Food Lady.
Ray. Ray, are you there? Ray.
I can't hear anything.
Oh. It's just her saying, Ray, over and over again.
Ray.
Is it Dog Food Lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she called us like 18 times and couldn't realize that we weren't live.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I should listen to these because, oh, my God. Freaking dog food lady.
That's funny.
And she's just going, Ray, 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 is that you? Are you there? Ray.
Ray, are you there, Ray?
She's been having an exceptional morning on that full moon Friday.
Yeah, so dog food lady called in. We missed like 18 calls from dog food lady or whatever, so. Oh, my God. All right, we should probably wrap it up. We're right around 90 minutes or so. Listen, thank you, everybody, for listening today. Sorry that the show, for live listeners, sorry I didn't get started on time because of technical stuff. However, I think if you are listening live, you didn't hear the whole show. You missed, like, the first 70 minutes of it because, you know. You know, because we have technical stuff. So those of you who listen live, you probably want to download the podcast because you'll hear an extra 10 minutes of show that you missed. So anyway, make sure to download it and you'll hear the whole thing. All right? That wraps it up, Nikki.
All righty.
We'll be back tomorrow. Do I have to gather the prayer warriors for everything? Are we doing good? prayer warriors, you hear that? She's got a cough, prayer warriors.
I know.
We'll pray for you, Nikki.
Okay.
We're going to pray for your throat. All right, hon. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
That's going to wrap it up today, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again with another episode tomorrow. It is the Morning Disaster. So long.